The sale of an empty lot on Sidewinder Drive in Prospector Square happened earlier this year. Museum Director Sandra Morrison says that she and her board of directors have lots of ideas and they hope to have a better idea of what gets built soon.
We're looking at building the museum annex. So we have a huge menu of ideas, and our architect actually just arrived in town and he's working with the staff and the board of trustees right now to sort of put the menu into some form that makes sense for us.
At this point, she has no idea how big the building will be or how much it will cost or how it will be paid for. But she says it'll have to be a rather technical building to ensure that the collection is well cared for.
Probably be a pretty square box, but the inside is, you know, almost hospital-like because, of course, we're trying to preserve Park City's history, you know, for the next 100 years. But definitely, you know, with education components as well.
Oh, so not strictly storage then, huh?
Well, yeah. So what we found is that, you know, after building the museum, everybody's realized that, you know, Park City's history is just fascinating and it's worth preserving. And, you know, especially what happened in the last 50 years. And so that is now starting to come in our doors and we don't have anywhere to keep any of it. And, you know, obviously want to collect that, you know, for research purposes, but also exhibition purposes in the future as well.
In the meantime, the Main Street Museum has opened the Thomas Cole Wildland exhibit.
He was actually the original Hudson River School painter back in the early 1800s. And, okay, the question is, what does that have to do with the Park City Museum? And the story on Thomas Cole in the exhibit is that his work impacted the way America viewed natural landscapes, and it was really from his efforts that the whole preservation movement began. And of course, that is alive and well in Park City today, and we all love our beautiful mountains and our open space.
A free locals day is scheduled August 6th. Morrison says Wildland will remain on exhibit until October. The exhibit includes copies of Cole's paintings as well as panel discussions about his creative process and how landscapes inspired him.
Obviously, there was a lot of pressure. The states were a new country and everybody was looking at the natural resources to develop. And he was the first person that really brought it to people's attention that, no, some of this needs to be preserved as it is. You know? And out of that came, you know, the whole National Parks movement.
That's Park City Museum Director Sandra Morrison. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.